probably middle of the Malshinim, and we discussed the different. We went through a little bit of Rabbi Yochanan and so on, and we saw the Rambam about this being the Godol of Tzorchei, as the Rambam says, V'kim Shorosh Azuk Doilom Mikol Tzorchei Bnei Adam, Hamunu Beistinim Viskin, and so on. Let's take a look a little bit at the Maral over here. I first want to take a look at the bottom. They have a quote here. The bottom is a quote from the Ralem Beragoyla. I just want to look at the first piece, and then we'll go back to the other Maral over here in the Siva Voida. Lashanti Sikva, the bottom. Hiksha Beinu Vizela Shani. Ula Yema Adam. So the Maral asks, he puts that as a question, why are we spell for Malshinim if it's not relevant today anymore? I'm not sure if that was if that was sort of Mipnei Emes HaMalchus, or because he really happened to have like a good moment or so. He himself was involved in some Bikuach, was supposed to have himself. I'm not sure if that question was sort of coached for the Tzorchei HaTkuf or not. But be it as it may, the question is a question. Ein ze kasha, ki tefillah hi im nimtza kach, v'kach im tefillah zharbi, ki tefillah hi dover kavua kach, im nimtza dover zeh. V'arei dover zeh hu mevua b'chol divrei chachamim shebrocha zeh yisrael intak, rak al misnagdim l'toira. So, this is a point that's relevant in many of the areas, and I think it's important, many chazal befrat. There are situations that happened, and then there's situations that have passed and no longer are there, but the etzem mitzias that caused it to happen can happen. Let's give an example. When you made a takana for Yantiv Sheni, and we keep a minhag, and we do it that way, it's because even though today, right now, we have it good, it's lo yimoleh that Bechem Nariyamim, people could be stuck somewhere, and they have the suffix. In other words, it's a situation that is there in potential always. So the fact that once we have a hisgalus, that there are loichmim neged the das, even if the person himself, right now, everything is good. Let's give an example. There are all sorts of takanas, mipnei, the malchus, and so on and so forth. A person will come along to say, in America, it's been the last 100 years or so, it's been great and wonderful. But the potential is there. If it happened once and twice and three times or four times, it can always happen. So Birchas Haminim, whether or not right now there are people who are out, Lahashmer Laharog, it still is there in potential, and it's important that it remain kavua as a bracha. Okay, let's go back to the top. L'malshinim sikva. Hine. So there are four phrases. L'malshinim, kolarisha, oivamcha, zeidim. Or v'cholarisha, we have minim, which is his girsa also. In other words, there are four different kochos, directions, that pull away from Torah. And we're going to try to identify each force and what motivates it. Kenegad HaRishayna Tiknol Tehi Tikva. Heim Oysam Sheyotsu Min Adas Kedei Leches B'Shiris Libom. So let's talk about this, and let's talk about how it fits in Talti Sikva. The first group, and whether you go as Malshinim or whether you go as something else, but Lamashumadim, there's a group that the reason why they don't want to be Oyver Hashem is because it constrains their own. It's something that is an all on them. It's a rain. And they don't want to go b'shiris libam. I want to explain how this fits in with Valti Sikva. Why Valti Sikva? When a person, let's give a marshal. A person is sitting, I don't know, on a beach, and he's doing very little. And he has no needs. I don't know, he has money, food is taken care of, and he sits and does nothing. So he has no all whatsoever on him. If, let's say, he's going to have to buy lunch and he doesn't have any money, so he has to start doing something. So the tachlis of whatever it is they're supposed to do becomes the all on the person. I need to earn enough money to buy myself a lunch. If I want to meet somebody, I have to get up and go meet the person. The rein and the yoke are there mikoyach the tachlis. A cow is grazing the field. An ox is grazing and doing nothing. If you want it to plow the field, you need to harness a plow to it, and if you want the field plowed. So the tachlis is always dictates the yoke. A person wants to finish ass, so he has to force himself. I'm going to learn X, I'm going to learn Y, I'm going to learn Z, and so on and so forth. A person who resents the discipline that Torah or Das in general places on a person. So if the person sits doing nothing on the beach and he has no ol and no shibut, then he has he's not ending up anywhere because he's not going somewhere. L'ashimalti sikva means tikva is when you're going to a certain place. Achris v'tikva, there's a certain tachlis that you're headed towards. When we spoke many times, the word kav, Yeshua Kivisa Hashem once spoke, Vayichi, the word kav means a line. A line is where I am to where I'm going to. And if a person has no tachlis, then if a person has no shibud, he has no tachlis. So the hafka of tachlis is something which that's miyuchad. It's a miyuchad klala for these people. The people that I'm saying, why he called them alshinim in Bayas, why he called them mishumadim and so on, I don't know. But al kapanim, his first category, and he doesn't even say what, he just says, kenegad rishon tiknalti sikva. A person doesn't want to be constrained and directed and forced. You just want to go where I feel like going, and therefore the person goes no place. When I was growing up, when I was young, the idea of family, working towards something, building a family, and so on and so forth, and raising children and all that, was a tachlis that was universal. And it was a shiva that was universal. So I have to work and I have to put aside money, I have to raise my kids and I have to raise them right, so on and so forth. It was universal. I mean, by Muslim, everybody. At some point, people became, quote unquote, smarter, and they said, what for? Why do we need all these shibudim? Mechatesa. So they were pyrrhic oil of any shibud. And it's each person lives for the day, for the moment, where he is, what he's at. To watch these people age, and they have nothing to look forward to. They left nothing in the world. There's no tachlis in their existence. They will die, and nobody will ever know they lived. And that was it. People are kind of extremely depressed and horrified by it. But if there's no shibud at all, there's no tikva. It's not going anyplace. That's the first one.
So
these are people that are looking to go to a different religion. They feel that the other ones are more successful, either in the type of emuna that that people had, this God will help, that God will help, or they think it's a better system, whatever it is. So minim are people who convert, and they want to see, they would like to see other ones. They're very fine with religion, but they want a different ones. So the word min in this context, and Mal says in general, is referring to probably Christian in those days, and this is since they were being oikadadas, I would venture to guess, he doesn't say why, I mean this is less obvious why kerega yevedu. I would say that it's, in other words, the other process are gradual processes. A person's porikol here, there's an instant change from A to B. A person who deteriorates in his observance. So there's a certain, you know, mahalach downwards and so on. Here, somebody changes in mitrak, and maybe that's why this kereg yaveda is connected. I don't know, but I would guess. Okneged a gimel tiknam chol oive amchem ekeresu. Oisem sheim seinim am yisol mitzara das. Ve'imkino seine adas. So this is a fascinating nekuda. We've seen it sometimes in Rishonim, that Klal Yisrael is one of the things that generates hatred of Klal Yisrael is called Klal Yisrael represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Am Hashem. Certainly Am Hashem in the way that the Torah presents it. There was once in Israel, there were two people in the Knesset at the same time. One was Begin, who was a very, very right-wing nationalist person, with very strong, traditional, like he very respected religion, was very for it, and so on and so forth. And then there was a woman who was a very left-wing anti-Frum and, you know, not nationalist, very liberal in Ashitas. So somebody once said that Begin likes God because he belongs to the Jews, and this woman hates the Jews because they belong to God. That was the way they described it. But Klal Yisrael is seen as a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's Oyvei Amcha, who because of that, and it was one of the things that the church struggled with, one of the reasons why the Vatican had such a difficult time with Klal Yisrael coming back to Yisrael and succeeding and thriving, is because it went very much against the grain of their theology. Their theology was the Jews were gone, and they're supposed to exist as a reminder, you know, zechel churban, of what happens if you don't not mekablo iseish, and they have to stay around because they need salvation at some point. But that's it. They're miserable, wretched people who will stay there until the whatever, and they'll be saved. It didn't work out quite that way, and that's why there was a very strong issue with them, and that's why he says, "V'chol oyv amchem ekeresu, oyis shehim seinim am yisol mitzara das, v'im kenu seinim das." It's just a way of v'im omru v'chol oyvenim ekeresu. If it would have just said our enemies, it could have been just klaiso. Avol ein adava kach klal, rak hatfilo. The tefillah is those who hate Klal Yisrael because they're Am Hashem. Kim edasim Yisrael loizulaseh. Kim ein adas shalahem einam Yisrael. Ben chiluk ben umal umar rak mitzad adas. Bekasha soyne adas. Ein sofi shekol machshav tovat adas shal Yisrael. I want to add a certain knay to this, a certain point to this. The special... Why is one of the antagonisms to HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed in a sinat to Klal Yisrael? Why is it, you know, yes, I don't like the other person who's peddling something that I'm not for, not against, but there's something very unique about it. And the answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifest in Klal Yisrael. In this world, through Klal Yisrael. A person can look at Kadosh Baruch Hu and say it's wonderful, and look at Torah and say it's wonderful, but that doesn't bother you because none of that exists in this world. These are ideas and thoughts and books to read. There's nothing there that embodies it in a physical way that represents the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That an Ummah can keep Shemitah and Shabbos and Kashrus and many other halachas and live it and it be a real metzias is something which is for the person who a person doesn't mind if this is some sort of idea kept in a monastery by some exotic priest someplace or whatever. But the fact that it's that Klal Yisrael is a metzias that expresses Torah, that's what it's against. And by the way, that's, I guess, parallel to that. The reason why Ve'escha Oischa L'Goy Gadol is so important, why the Haftachat Avram becoming an Ummah so important, is because on the world stage, people don't count. There's a person that is, for every Mishigas in the world, plus there's a person who either espouses it, lives it, does it. It doesn't mean anything. The units, the actors on the stage of the world, are nations. And if an Italian nation is Shomer Shabbos, and, you know, from Bo, I'd say so, it's closed down. If an entire Ummah doesn't lend money with Ribbis and so on, that's real. And anything else is, I mean, just for everything in the world, you know, if somebody comes along and tells me there's somebody who's X, Y, or Z, you can believe anything. It doesn't, one person means nothing. But when you say it's a mahalach for an Ummah, that becomes a mitzias. Avram Avinu, if he wouldn't have had an Ummah come from him, then he'd be a meaningless figure. Because there's always one person who's different. But if you can have an entire Ummah be that, then you're talking about a very, very different mitzias. So that's why Husani saw mitzad sheshem dashu yisporach gazal amayik v'melash gazal yisif amayik dozen vor. U'kneged ha'raviyas tiktum malchus zodein. V'zeh. Ki kasha yesh malchus zodein. Eina roitze sheshma dasni zdoin ga'usay. Sheina nichtem ha'ashem yisporach. V'im loikin loy hoyado v'zeh misnagid loy im yishmu hadas. V'yam lochem ha'kshem o'yven shvirs hadas. Av'a melech zodein ka'os ha'lim shol v'na odom afneg hadas. So this is the fourth and final group, are the people who want their own malchus. It's like a malik. The first group, the very first group we spoke about, just don't want to be told what to do, and therefore they refuse to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim. But the fourth group, malchus zodein, is the greatest zelu maser to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the Nachash came and he said, V'yisem kelokim yodea tovara, he told them, you know, you will become God number two. That's what he told them. If you think about it, in the communist Stalin, one of the things they did was, I mean, one of the many things, all the same. You read autobiographies of people who lived there. A kid would be in school, and the teacher would say, "Who wants a candy?" So all the kids would raise their hands. They'd say, "Okay, whoever believes in God should put their head down and pray to God to give them a candy." They prayed, nothing doing. Then he said, "Everyone who believes in Stalin should say, may Comrade Stalin give us a candy." And whoever said that got a candy. That's incredible. You know, it means that they wanted to be mashrish, and for a time they succeeded. It was it's so hard for us to understand. It's these are events that still people remember it. People believed in him like he couldn't die. You know, we thought that Avodah Zarah left, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't atheism. It was a certain egotheism. There's something about making themselves into a god. And that's Malchus Zodin. Malchus Zodin is the Malchus that says not there is no god, and not that there's a different god, but I am God. And that's the most powerful force of these four. It's Keneged Malchus Edom, because is Doin Liboy, and it's Edom / Amalek, where they were the ones that imposed themselves as Malchus. Rome wanted to be Rome. And the ultimate god was Rome. Rome allowed all deities, as so long as Rome was seen as being the ultimate Malchus in the Bria. So basically, we have four different categories of Ra, the Maral says, of anti-Akadosh Baruch Hu that were coming to be Oikah. One is those who just don't like to be, they want to do nothing. They don't want to be pushed in any direction by anybody. That's one. Those who look for a different God, and that's a second one. Those who don't like the idea of a Klal Yisrael manifesting themselves as a concrete expression of a Likus in this world, that bothers them. And finally, the Malchus HaZadon that sees themselves as wanting to replace them. It's not they don't want a God, they want themselves as God. I'm always, you know, sometimes, I guess, what's the right word? It's a Freudian slip. There are groups that are very atheist lishma. They don't call themselves Atheist Anonymous, they call themselves atheists, you know. And the slogan is, in reason we believe. Nobody would buy into, people don't like to buy into a slogan, there's nothing out there, and everything is just an accident, and there's nothing. There's a need, so it's nature. Let's worship, I've seen this, this is the let's worship the one who created us, all reverence for Mother Nature. You know, long live Comrade Stalin. There's not much difference in terms of that energy. A person needs to have that type of, and he wants to be mamlich. A person wants to be mamlich his seichel. It comes from a gaiva slave to be mamlich his seichel on the bria. That's the koyach, and that's the ultimate. That's connected to Machzor Vis. It's the strongest koyach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of all the Nivroyim, the Shemesh and Reach, all of them, they don't have a fraction of the Shilton of Adam. And so when Adam tries to take the Shilton Biyadov, the amount of Ra they can do is the most. And that's why it's the longest galus, and it's the last. It's what I say for last. And you have all these lashonis that you don't have for the other ones. I mean, all the other ones, Alti Sikva, Kerega Toivet, Meir Karesu. Each one gets one klala. Vaze de Meir Sa'akar Shabbos Magav Sachnia, Meir Yemenu. It's a very, very strong, because if you leave over any chelik of it, that chelik still sees itself as being all dominant. It needs to be totally gone, because any chelik of it also sees itself as melech. Okay, we'll hold it here.